Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Hiya. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think probably like a lot of us, I'm just feeling the sort of, I guess, the stress and pressure of the kids going back to school and not feeling like I'm on top of it, prepared. I haven't got the right uniform ordered. It's not going to come in time. Then I've realised that Kit needs a school uniform for preschool. I didn't realise. Then I've got an email from Luna School going, oh, thanks for sending the forms back, except for half of them weren't filled in properly. And I just already feel like a failure. You know, the system just doesn't really set you up for figuring it out. Like, as in, I find it so complicated.
Oh my
gosh. Is it just me?
No, it isn't just you. It, like, the thing is, from the group WhatsApp that was started, so we had a group WhatsApp that started as soon as the kids got accepted, like, they got their place accepted, which was like, what? Like, when do you find out? April?
April before this time.
Right. And if it hadn't been for that, right, I would genuinely not have had a clue what to do. Like, not a clue. It, even just down to the uniform, like, I didn't realise that if you go to the school shop, then there's like a queue down the road, then there's no parking at the school shop. You know, all of that stuff that you're like, oh, I thought it would literally just be a, like, pop to M&S.
Yeah, I did. That's
pick
exactly
up the
what
uniform.
I thought.
Yeah, and it's oh, don't, Zoe. I feel you.
So this in my head, I was like, Friday, I think it's like the 3rd, I finished my big run of like Cover at Heart, and I was like, you know, I've got a week left with Luna, and I was like, well, drop Kit off at preschool. He doesn't need a uniform because he didn't need a uniform at his last preschool, because obviously we've moved house, new area.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'll take Luna, we'll go uniform shopping, it'll be this really lovely mummy daughter moment where we bond and we, like, you know. And then I'm like, no. Then they're like, you can't go into M&S. You have to order it online, and then they send it to you, and then there's no express delivery, and then it's going to take 7 working days. And then you're like, oh, holy shit bags. This is not going to work out for me. So I don't know. I just already feel, and like, I think because we've moved area, when we were in Guildford, I'd already seen Luna School. We'd gone for like a little hour.
Yeah.
You know, I could picture it and visualize it. I haven't even seen Luna School. I barely even know where to do the drop off. So I think this week, before she has like an hour, like, little meet the teacher, and then she's got half a day induction, and then she starts properly back on the 13th. And I think next week, me and her are going to just go and familiarize ourselves with the area and just like go drive by the school, you know, maybe go and try and find some school shoes together, just like go and figure it out whilst Kit's not in his uniform at preschool.
But you know what? So, like I said to you, like, before we had this chat as well today, this is the stuff that feels really important at the time, okay? But it isn't. It's not important. School shoes, okay, they need some shoes to wear, but is it really, like, is it really going to shape their lives if they don't have the correct school shoes on the first day? No. Are they going to know? No. Are the teachers going to send them home? No.
Right.
Like, that, do you know what I mean? Like, when you think about it and you put it all into context, I remember last year, I had all the uniform. I felt like I was really prepared. But then I realised, oh, no, I hadn't actually got the book bag, and I hadn't got the PE bag, and I hadn't got any PE shoes and all of this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to be the only one that doesn't have the right bag. no, he wasn't the only one who didn't have the right bag. And he quite liked the fact that he had a different bag to everybody else. And the bag came a week later and no one was hurt in the process. No children were harmed. Like, it was actually fine.
You're making me feel a lot better, because I do feel, and this is actually one of the passive aggressive things that they're old school. One of the teachers said was, I remember one day when we had to bring jam jars in for the kids, and she'd been telling me for 2 weeks, and then the day came and it was like, where's your jam jar? And I was like, oh my God, I haven't got jam jar. And she was like, there's two types of parents. There's the parents that have the jam jars and there's the parents that don't have the jam jars. And I was like, oh, I haven't got the fucking jam jars. And I made a vow to myself that I was always going to be the parent that has the jam jars. But
I don't even eat jam. So what does that say about me?
Well, there you go. Anyway, we're talking about back to school because we're doing a whole Q&A today on back to school. Obviously, Gigi's starting a new preschool. So's Kit. Luna starts reception. Axel's back at school. Like, it's happening for us. So we thought, why not throw it out to you guys? Send in your questions and we'll bash them out.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So this person doesn't have a name. Their Instagram handle is My Parenting Way, but they have said, how do you deal with your children making friends with kids that you don't really like?
Oh my God.
This is hard because it depends, doesn't it? It could just be that you take a little bit of a disliking to a certain child for a reason that's not really that big or important, like you don't, or they did one thing that you thought wasn't appropriate or something like that. But my mum's always said this to me, that if you try and like navigate a child away from another child, it's only going to push them closer. It's the same, isn't it? Like if you have boyfriends that your parents didn't like when you were younger,
yeah,
it just made you like those that boyfriend even more.
Yeah.
So I think you have to just let them get on with it.
Good advice.
And yeah, and you can't really, you know, your job is to teach them, you know, right from wrong, how to handle situations, all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, they make their own decisions when they're at school, and who they're friends with is going to be one of those. And hopefully, if, you know, you've kind of equipped them with skills to make their own, you know, make their own minds up about things, that no influence from another child is really going to impact them. And they might even soon find that, you know, that child isn't really for them, or they might be for them. But yeah, I think it's hands off approach.
Yeah, I like that. I'm just going to leave that one with George because that's brilliant advice, that one. This is from Charlotte. Do you end up crying on drop off if they're upset? I do. Oh my gosh, Charlotte, I have cried about, as you can imagine, what, me, a crier? I'd say 50 times when I've seen the kids upset. To be fair, they haven't been upset 50 times, but you know, every time they're upset, I cry. And I have to really, really remind myself that if they see me cry, it's going to make it much worse for them. So now, the first couple of times, I was all over the shop, clinging hold of them. It was like the end of, you know, it was like the scene from the Titanic. It was like I was never going to see them again. But now I'm like, put on a brave face, give them a hug, tell them it's going to be absolutely fine. They're going to have a great day. And then as soon as I step out the door,
yeah. Easier said than done.
Has Axel ever been upset like that?
No. One of my friends asked me about this. He's never been upset at school, but there was a period at nursery when he used to get upset, but I didn't used to do the drop-off. It was James. And so when I did do the drop-off and he got upset, it really took me by surprise because I didn't realize. And it's heartbreaking and it is horrible. But I can't remember who we had on. We had someone on the podcast that said, hold your tears until you're in the car. And usually, like 9 times out of 10, as soon as they get through the door, they are absolutely fine.
Exactly.
This is from Ruth. How do you make mum friends in the playground?
I think you have to figure out who your kindred spirits are. Yeah. And I think you can tell just by somebody saying hello and, you know, and giving you a smile if they're going to be your sort of people. And I know that's a weird thing to say, but I'm very much into sort of body language and the way people are with me, and I can pick up on those things straight away. So I know if I'm going to make a connection with somebody. And I think at that point, I like to see it as I used to see dating. I just come out the stocks. I just like go for it. I'm just like, if I feel like someone's going to be my friend, I'm like, do you know what? It would be great for us to go and grab a cup of coffee, or do you fancy going around to the house with the kids, have a play? I'm just super friendly. Probably people are like, oh, what's she about? Is she like gagging for mates? But I think it's quite nice if you meet somebody to kind of reach out to them, because they're probably feeling the same way.
That's what I was going to say. I think everyone's in the same boat, and there is a bit of a pressure to meet friends at school. Like my mum is still best mates, like proper best mates. They go on holiday together multiple times a year. They see each other like, you know, once a week or like once every few weeks with the mums that she met at my primary school.
Yeah, my mum's exactly the same.
Yeah, and I've always grown up knowing that. And so then when Axel started primary school, I was like, oh my God, these women going to be the women that I'm friends with for the rest of my life? But it
and
has,
hello to like, them if they're listening to hello, this podcast.
No, yeah,
it's
no,
great.
All the good ones are listening.
Yeah.
But it has happened quite naturally. And I was friendly, and you know, at drop-offs I'd, you know, always be chatting to people, but it is weird how naturally people gravitate towards each other and yep. end up, and it's not even based on who the kids are friends with, because most of the mums that I'm friendly with, actually they're not in the same class as Axel, or you know, they don't really play together, but it just means that out of school he then socializes with those kids as well.
Yeah, brilliant.
And it's I think take the pressure off and it will just happen naturally.
Love that. This is from Emily. Do you let them have a duvet day if they get tired midway through term? Yeah, I let them have a duvet day whenever they want.
Yeah, I would as well. Definitely.
But do you mean during school time, or do you mean
that's what she means?
Oh, during school time. Yes, absolutely. If they're knackered, because I see, you know, extreme tiredness. I know what that feels like, as like a bit of an illness. And I think if you're that tired and you can see your child is whacked, for them to miss a day off school, like that's fine. That's not the end of the world.
I totally agree with that. Axel was really young when he started primary school. Like he'd just turned 4, and I was worried about the tiredness.
Yeah.
And yeah, he obviously ended up having some time off at the beginning because James had COVID.
Yes.
But I think if it hadn't been for us having those 2 weeks off at the beginning, he would never have got through to Christmas term without like a couple of days off, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot for them. It's a lot for us as well. It is a lot for them being up and out the door every day. Like it's different to nursery as well. It's so different. So yeah, absolutely. We're all for duvet days. Can we have one as well?
Oh my God. I'm in bed right now and I'm like, oh, maybe I just won't go to work tomorrow.
Nice. Do they have school dinners or packed lunches? My fussy eater is starting school.
Well, this would be something else that I probably need to figure out before Luna starts, but I think school dinners.
Yeah, same. Axel has school dinners.
Yeah, school dinners. I think you can choose whether you want them to have a packed lunch or school dinners, but I figure school dinners because I feel like that's what's going to happen for the... I don't really want to make any more packed lunches.
Same.
Is that okay? Can I say that?
That was my absolute reasoning to choose school dinners, because it's something that's not on your list anymore. It's on someone else's. And also, when you say fussy eater, I always think that they will eat if their friends are eating it.
Yes.
So, and also it's quite good. Like, I think it's quite a learning, like it's a learning, isn't it? Where they've got a choice of what they can have. Then they sit down and they have to go and get their tray, and then they sit down with all their friends and they eat together. I think that's a bit of a learning activity. So definitely school dinners for me.
Yeah, absolutely. This is funny. Do they really nap on the mat on the floor at nursery? This is from Annie. Annie, this is the cutest thing that you will ever see when you go to pick your little one up from nursery. It's kind of like some sort of like sleepover for tiny, tiny humans. And it looks like almost like a little zoo. They are all on these, the kids' nursery, they had these like purple blankets and they all used to just sleep on the mat. And they used to just sleep on their fronts completely flat out. They'd all sleep together. It's amazing how they got them off to sleep. And even if there was one child that was sort of crying or, you know, not sleeping in the corner, the rest of them would be sound asleep.
I know. I still can't get my head around that. Like, however many years on since Axel started nursery, I cannot get my head around how do they get them all to sleep at the same time on the floor. I don't get it, but it is so sweet. So yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I don't know how. Maybe it's something they put in their drinks. Who knows?
Don't ask the question.
Don't ask. What's the ideal age for a child to start nursery?
What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's kind of down to the parent situation. Like Axel started at 11 months because I was at work, and Gigi started at like 18 months, but that was probably, I could have probably got away with her not going really, but for me, but she needed to go at 18 months. So I think if they don't need to go because of your working situation or whatever, then maybe take their lead slightly when you think, oh yeah, I think maybe they need to start socializing, or I think you kind of know, don't you, when they are ready to go.
Yeah, and it's also them and it's also you know, it's like when you feel that you need maybe a morning or a couple of mornings a week just to feel like you, or you starting back at work after 6 months or whatever it is, or you know, you just want to go and get your hair done. And there's nobody else to help you. Like everybody's setup is different, but definitely don't feel guilty about that. I don't think there's an ideal age
for
a child to start nursery. Like I've had two children that started at different stages. Each stage was pretty hard for me, mainly because I felt guilty, but we had to do what we had to do. We were working and, you know, they just get on with it. And there was another question in it when, you know, that they're sort of, there's one question here, I can't remember who it was, from Samantha. Terrified to send my 2.5-year-old to nursery. I've never left her with anyone else. Can I have some advice? And I'd say to Samantha that there's going to come a point where your daughter will have to go to school.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I think it's a girl. Your little one will have to go to school. And at that point, you don't want them to get to the gates and be glued to you because they haven't been left with anybody. And that's more
it's
about you.
It's a harder transition as well then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think if you can send your little ones to nursery, it is beneficial to
only
them.
Only a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. Best place for personalised bottles, lunchboxes, etc.
Well, we love easy to name.
Yeah. And also, I would say with the personalised bottles, don't get a dedicated personalised bottle because you might want to change the bottle or it might break or whatever, and then you've got to order a whole new one. Whereas if you go to like easy to name, you can get these little bands that go around any bottle. So you can have a couple of bands and you can just whack it on any bottles that you've already got. I'd definitely say, easy to name, really good.
Lucy says, did you have to change routines to fit in with the nursery routine? 11-month-old starting nursery in September.
Actually, I'm going to say yes, I did. Because when Gigi started nursery in January, we sort of shifted her naps to the same time as the nursery ones because we just found that she'd had 2 days there and she was already in that routine, and they're quite obviously they're really strict with it. And then it just meant that at 11:30, I think she used to have lunch at say like 12:30 or something, whereas then we just shifted it to be in line with them, and then we've just continued it because it just worked. Also, I kind of like trust experts, and I feel like nursery teachers are probably know more about routines than I do. So I just take their lead.
And also I think, and I totally get this because I, you know, both Georgia and I really felt like this first time round, but you get yourself into a routine for, you know, lots of different reasons, but mainly because it's obviously, you know, you think it's good for your little one, but you also think it's good for you, and you kind of survive on your routine, right? Well, we did anyway. And then when you take them to a new place, that sort of goes out the window. And then I went through like major panic attacks because I was like, oh God, you know, that's not what we've been doing. And, you know, is she going to be okay? And is she going to be adaptable? And all, and they just are. They just click into a new phase. And I think it's really healthy for them because, you know, you're not in control of everything as the parent, and someone else steps in and does it their way. And that's fine too.
Yeah.
I think it makes you a better parent because you just become a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, absolutely. We'll be right back after this short break.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Playtime snack ideas? Go on, George, you're the master, the mistress of the snacks.
Mistress of the snacks. We have just worked with Baby Bell, and actually, Baby Bell is a great snack.
Yeah, like full of calcium.
Full of calcium. The only thing, I don't know if they are talking about like ones that go inside like a book bag that they will bring out when they go on their break at school. And so for that, I would always go for like a little bar or something. So is it Organics? Those little carrot cake bars. Axel had one of those in his book bag pretty much all year last year. I think that was the main thing that I used to put in and just switched up the flavours. You could, of course, make them yourself if you want to.
What is this plate? We need to talk about this. What's this playtime snack? What do you mean? They have to take a snack in their book bag so they can have a break time?
Not all. I don't know if it'll be all schools, but Axel had to put a snack in his book bag to have at like snack time. And it can't be like chocolate or crisps or anything like that. So it has to be something healthy. So I just went with, those like Organics carrot cakes,
they're
bars.
Lovely. I like those.
Yeah, so something like that. Kidalicious.
The Kidalicious, nice.
Yeah, something like that. But then we started moving to like these like quinoa energy bars, which are like £3 a bar or something. And then you're suddenly like, oh no.
Oh God, £3 a
we
bar?
We can't do this every day. Like loads of our mums, we were all laughing about it because we were like, oh, they were suddenly like on the baby snacks. And now what is the next step? They can't go to these like posh bars.
Green and black.
So, stick on the Organics and Kidalicious for as long as you
can. Don't deviate. Whatever you do, do not deviate.
Definitely not. But anything like that.
Differences between nursery and preschool, loads. Loads of differences.
Yeah.
So your sort of day nurseries, and I think you need to be careful with this. Have a think about this, whether you want a day nursery or you want a preschool. The day nurseries are the ones that cost more money.
Yeah. And but you get longer hours.
Yeah, much. You can drop off at 7:30 and you can pick up at 7 p.m. or something, 6:30, 7 p.m.
Yeah. So that's like Gigi at the moment.
Day, exactly.
Also, with those day nurseries, you don't provide anything. So you don't have to take nappies. You don't have to take food. You don't have to take, you could drop them off in their pajamas if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And they would sort it all out. So I guess for parents who may be commuting into work or, working 9 to 5 every day, absolutely. Day nurseries, great. They nap there, all that kind of stuff.
You can also get funding for some 2-year-olds, depending on your situation, but your 3-year-olds, depending on who's working in the house and stuff, it's either between 15 to 30 hours that you can get. You can either get it for one parent or both parents. So with your preschool, it can be totally free depending on your situation. So you need to investigate that as well. And if you can get somebody to do the pickup, whether you've got a relative, a childmind or whatever, it might work out cheaper to do the preschool, which is what we did. And actually I wanted him to be on the same, I wanted Kit and Luna to be on the same time as Isla so that they were all being scooped up together and then they were coming
really
back home.
Nice.
But it just really depends on your situation. They're good. They're really good. They're all great.
That's what I was going to say. It's a really good point. And also I think with preschool, they are almost preparing your children to start school. So they do a lot more stuff. Like they're a little bit more independent at preschool. They're taught to, put their own shoes on and put their coats on and all that kind of stuff. I'm literally just moving Gigi into preschool like right now. But again, same thing, term time. I didn't see the point in me paying for her to be at nursery in the half terms in the school holidays when I'm having to sort childcare for Axel anyway.
Totally.
I might as well sort childcare for both of them. So
yeah, exactly.
That's where we're at. Sorry if personal, but why did you send Axel so young? Was it recommended? Oh, I think this means school. Someone else asked earlier, Hannah, did Axel struggle in reception given he's one of the youngest in the year? So he is born on the 13th of August. So he just turned four and then started reception. And I spoke to a few people, and some people will defer for a year and they will start after their child's fifth birthday. And obviously you can do that. But with Axel, I felt he's very confident, and he's always been very confident. And so I thought, well, you know, he's not going to struggle socially. And that's probably one of the most important things when they start school is the academic stuff that will come, you know, like if he's behind everyone else, then that's fine because he's really young. So I just thought, what's the worst that can happen? If he struggles and he doesn't like it, then we can just defer. Yeah. But I wasn't going to know until I tried. And so I did try, and he absolutely like loved it, and it's all been fine. So yeah. That was the thinking behind it.
Love that. Well done, you. Right choice. Kelly says, childcare cover for all the holidays. How do people manage it? Well, fuck knows, Kelly.
God knows.
A nightmare. I reckon we've had one of the best and the worst summers in terms of, you know, not having that side of it sorted, only for 2 days. So our childcare has been Wednesdays and Thursdays. Lucy has been doing full days, who was our 3 day a week nanny before. She's been part of our family for about 3 years, but she got another job because, you know, the kids were at school, so we didn't need her full time. And then suddenly the school holidays were there. And I was like, oh my God, how is this going to happen? Completely unorganized. We got let down by a couple of people. In answer to your question, there's been a hell of a lot of juggling. There's been a lot of working from home. There's been an amazing husband here who, because I got the call up on the Sunday, remember? And then the next morning I was in breakfast for 4 weeks, and it's turned out to be 8 weeks. But he's disgruntled now. He doesn't want to be here anymore. He wants to get back to, he doesn't want to be here till 11:30 or 12 o'clock till I get back and do the handover. Some days I'm gone all day. He's like, I want to get back. I've got a job. And so it's been really, really, really tricky. But I have learnt that I will never be this underprepared again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm exactly the same. We were in the same boat. And luckily, James ended up being home for most of the school holidays because I was let down by camps because I had to send Axel's date of birth over. And when they realised that he was four and not five, they couldn't, I don't know if it's for insurance or whatever it was, they couldn't have him. So I had to scramble around at the last minute trying to find camps. And it's been, they've spent two full weeks at my parents' house. They've been everywhere. Yeah. But I really think it's a flawed system because I don't know how people can do it, especially like single parents as well, when there's not two of you that can share your annual leave, or if you don't have family. I mean, it's really, really hard. But I would just say, like, so many people said to me, get a spreadsheet and work out where they are every single day, and I really laughed at that. But now I think, oh no, I kind of understand why you would need to do that, because if they're going to be in multiple locations over the holidays, then at least you know where they're going to, you know, you can plot it out.
Totally.
Oh, but yeah, at least everyone's in the same situation.
Totally.
Are you guys really friendly with the school mums?
I'm always really friendly with everyone. What are you saying? I'm really friendly with the school mums. I've got a couple of school mums from the old preschool who are still my pals, but that was two out of probably 30. Not because I didn't want to, just because of the way it worked out, and I wasn't really there to do many of the drop-offs.
And also, you just gel with people, and then you just don't with others. It's just the same as like any other situation in life. Yeah, I am. I've made a nice little group from Axel's school, and also his preschool. There's some mums that I'm still really friendly with from his preschool, and I think you just stay in touch with the people that you want to stay in touch with, don't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice.
Do they need to wipe their own bums in reception?
Oh my
God.
That's
from Becky. That's a good question.
Yes. This was one of the things when Axel started school. It was the getting dressed thing, which is hilarious because Gigi gets herself dressed now and Axel at this time last year could not dress himself.
Wow.
So, he literally couldn't. It's so funny. Or at least put like, you know, the shoes and all that kind of stuff. He definitely couldn't. He didn't look smart when he dressed himself. So that, but yeah, wiping bums. Yes, they have to be able to do it themselves.
But what if they can't?
I know. But I guess they just have messy pants. Or knickers.
Why? Because no one will wipe their bums for them.
No.
Well, that's stressing me out. Right? I mean, look, Luna can do it. But if anyone's listening and their kid is starting reception, like, I'm sure you have to just go in and have that conversation. And don't be completely freaked out about it.
Still is not great at it. Like, if he's at home, he'll try, but then he'll still call down to me. He'll be like, can you check? Because, you know, we do get the skidders. So
you know. The skitters and slippers and skitters.
Yeah.
Right, let's do one more.
How do you work out pickup times of nine until three when you both work full time? I think, this is something that obviously millions and millions and millions of parents face. Axel's school has a really good breakfast and after school club. And I think when they started reception last year, a lot of the parents were quite worried, especially the ones who are like the summer babies, because they thought, gosh, like, how can I, you know, send them at 7:30 in the morning and then not pick them up till, you know, whatever time. It's so different to nursery. They don't get that, like, you know, the cuddles and all that kind of stuff. You feel a bit like, oh, are they going to cope? But actually, so many of the reception children go from day one into breakfast club and they love it. And after school club, they get to meet children from other years. So then they make a new, you know, another set of friends at school, and then they have other kids that look out for them in the playground. Gosh, anything I've heard about breakfast and after school club has been so positive. And Axel has asked me numerous times to go. He's like, I want to go to, you know, the after school club, because he does like football and rounders and all that after school, but he doesn't do the normal after school club. And he's like, you know, I want to go to the one where, you know, the one they have food, that one. And it seems to be like quite it seems to be quite a thing. Like, they all seem to sort of want to go. So if your school has one of those, I would absolutely like go for it, because I've only ever heard really positive stuff about it.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And I will let you know about all of that, because it's all to come. But basically, we are looking for somebody now to do Monday and Tuesdays from 2:30 until 6 p.m. to do the pickups, and then to come back and do the dinners. So if anyone knows anybody who wants to help us out, drop me a DM. I love you long time.
So a DM.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what a lovely chat. I feel like we could have gone on and on for this one, because it's something that we're really passionate about, and it's obviously very, very much in our lives at the minute. So seriously, if you've got any other questions or we didn't get round to your question, just please DM us and we will endeavour to come back to you ASAP.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think we should round up our like top five buys for back to school, the stuff that you're going to be buying next week? What's on your list? I think first let's call out easy to name labels, because we did work with them, but I think I must have posted about stamp labels last year when Axel started school, and the ones that clip onto everything, because they have been absolute lifesavers. You do not need to sew in labels. There is no need for it, so check out easy to name labels. We didn't need to say that on the podcast, but I'll tell anyone that it wants to hear about them, because they are really great.
They are absolutely fantastic, and a brand that we are so thrilled to be, you know, to have worked with, and fingers crossed we'll be working with them again, because it's a product that just genuinely works. I remember seeing my mum spending hours sewing in labels, hours and hours and hours and hours, and literally we went along, we were like, stamp, and it's done. Brilliant. Done.
Exactly.
Again, not a collaboration that we've done, but Debenhams have been absolutely incredible with sorting out the kids' school shoes. And so we actually, how long did it take for yours to get delivered?
Oh, a couple of days.
Exactly, a couple of days. And they were pretty much sold out everywhere, school shoes. People were saying, oh, there's a shortage of school shoes. So yeah, if you are kind of struggling in the same boat, then get yourself onto online Debenhams. They've well, they're only online now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that maybe that's why that they've still got stock of stuff, because so many people felt like maybe they'd closed down, but they haven't. They're online and they have got all the school. They've got all the brands as well. So they've got like Kickers and Lily Kelly and like all of those, all of those brands. So I got Axel's. In fact, I might as well shout about Kickers on here. Axel had two pairs of Kickers last year for school, as school shoes. Right. And a few people warned me about them and said, oh, they scuff really easy and blah, 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 and they're expensive. I didn't have to change his school shoes. That he had two pairs because I had bought two different sizes at the beginning of the year because I didn't know what size he was. And they are in perfect condition. They're really hard wearing. They were really comfortable for him. So personally, I can only say good things about Kickers school shoes.
Okay.
I think they're really great. So,
great. Love that. What else are you loving?
What about school uniform? I've used M&S and I've got it on Ocado.
Okay.
I got Axel's school trousers on Ocado and I just added it onto my school shop. And I did that throughout the year. You know, like if he got bigger or, you know, the trousers got rips in them or whatever happened, I just added them onto my shop. I think that's quite a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing
Ocado
to do.
Already. Yeah.
Used M&S as well, and had I been a bit more organized, it would have come within the right frame time and it would have been brilliant. And they notified me when things were out of stock as well, so yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, M&S is great. That's probably, they're probably the main things.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you know how it goes. I'm definitely not going to be the person that's got everything together, so I'll probably be talking on this podcast and being like, I found this brand, I've done this, I've figured out this bit. So I'll let you know up and coming weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. As always, we would love you to rate, review, and subscribe and follow the podcast. And if you can, please keep sending in your photographs of where you're listening. We love seeing them, don't we, George?
Yeah, please do. And any back to school tips you've got, then please drop us a DM and we can share them with everybody, because we are still very much learning as well.
Yeah.
So drop us a DM. We're on at Made by Mamas or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman, and we will be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.